know you came here to say. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, let me see you get loose. It's going down for it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Things getting underway at the Combine in Indianapolis. Coaches, 42 of them, will be speaking to members of the media. 48, I'm sorry, coaches and GM speaking to members of the media over the next 2 days. The Browns' own Mike Pettine will speak today around 3, and tomorrow Ray Farmer will speak around 10:30, 10:45 a.m. in the morning. So they will be speaking. One of the things that we wanted to talk to you guys about today is if you could ask Mike Pettine one question, if you could ask Ray Farmer one question, what would that question be as they will address the media tomorrow? It is unclear whether or not the NFL will hand down whatever it is going to hand down for TextGate in advance of that. You would think it would be a nice thing of them to do. I have no idea if that will happen with the NFL before Ray Farmer speaks tomorrow morning. When you look around the National Football League today, some of the big news coming out of the Combine, we'll talk about it. Lovie Smith talking about Jameis Winston, saying they've not taken him off their draft board. Their GM said that they have an idea of who they want. Number two, they have talked up Mike Glennon. They feel we can move forward with him. He can be our starting quarterback, etc. Are they talking up Mike Glennon for a trade? A lot of national pundits saying that that means they are looking to trade him, and the Browns seem like a logical landing spot for that. Tony Grossi from ESPN Cleveland is saying that the Browns and Brian Hoyer seem farther apart right now. That's some of the news that he's bringing from the Combine. What do you think about that? There's also talk right now, Bears general manager Ryan Pace on Jay Cutler saying we're going to take our time on this. And a lot of kind of reading between the lines on some of his quotes make you think that you are going to get rid of Jay Cutler in Chicago. There's a lot of people who think that as well. They'll take call on, they won't call him the starter of the team. If you're not calling Jay Cutler the starter of your team, to me that means you probably don't think Jay Cutler is going to be there. Is he somebody you would want for the Cleveland Browns at the quarterback position? Let us know what you think there. So we're going to talk about that today. Also, we are going to talk about the Browns have a new logo. The organization sent an email to all presidents of all the Browns backers saying the new logo will be debuting next Tuesday. So any thoughts, any guesses on that, let us know. And also today is Mailbag Wednesday, so tweet the show at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, and at BGSU Gibbs. That's right, Matt Wilhelm down in Florida getting ready for his cruise, the Buckeye cruise. And in comes Jason Gibbs to co-host with me today. Gibbs, I'm excited about this. How you doing, bro?
It's a lot of pressure. It's a tremendous honor. I'm happy to be here and, looking forward to trying to fill Wilhelm's big shoes.
Well, certainly happy to have you on board here today, Gibbs. And one of the other things we're going to talk about is this. Mount Rushmore. We had a good time with the Mount Rushmore thing, talking SNL. Who's on your Browns Mount Rushmore? Only players, not coaches or owners. Only players, 4 Browns players to be on the Browns Mount Rushmore. Let us know again at Browns_daily as well. Gibbs, before we get into any of this stuff, though, I wanted to ask you the following. Have you seen the Muscle and Fitness cover? Have you seen the Muscle and Fitness cover of Vincent Kennedy McMahon?
I have not.
You have not?
I have not.
So Vince McMahon is 69 years old and will be gracing the cover of Muscle and Fitness in this upcoming month's episode, and he looks ridiculous.
Really?
And, I mean, that is, to me, in some ways, kind of inspirational. In other ways, kind of like, what in the world is he on? Man, HGH is a hell of a drug, apparently, because there is no way that anybody could look like that 69. He looks absolutely ridiculous.
I am looking at it right now. That's either a hell of a Photoshop.
It's not. He's a maniac, that guy.
That's impressive. Oh my God.
It's crazy. Anybody who's a WWE fan that's listening, just look at, because you know Vince McMahon, you know what he does. It is absolutely outrageous.
It's like he's got the body of a 22-year-old.
His face looks 69, though.
Yeah.
His face does look 69.
He looks like he could get back in the ring.
For sure he could. Interesting stuff. Anyway.
It's got the big chain around it. Kind of a JYD look.
He's got the chain around there, a little thump and bump, and then he's got Yeah, he's pretty ripped. 69 years old. It makes me think of that Saturday Night Live skit with Masha. I'm 50. 50 years old. He's almost about, I'm 70. 70 years old, goddammit. Yeah. I'm Vince McMahon.
How much is he worth?
Well, for a while, it was over $1 billion. But I don't know. I don't know if he's still there. We'll see.
And how much do you think he's still involved in the day-to-day operations?
100 bazillion percent.
You think so?
That I know. Yeah, that's fact. I mean, Triple H is starting to get in there, but yep. Yes, it is. It is still totally.
He's found
totally
the goings
him.
A little bit tougher than maybe he would have liked.
I think that's fair to say. Yes, I think that is fair
yeah,
to
that's,
say.
Yeah, that's an impressive cover, man. How many times a week is he working out? Like, what all is he doing?
I think he's working out all day, every day. If he's going to look like that, he's working out all day, every day.
Is his butt a human pincushion?
Who knows, man? It's got to be. He's got. I mean, the guy, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. So we certainly will see there. Again, the Browns Mount Rushmore. We want the four best Browns players of all time in your mind for the Browns Mount Rushmore. Certainly let you know. And right now, I'm just retweeting something from the Browns. The Browns logos are evolving. Sign up to see them so you can check that out. And again, they will come out next Tuesday. They'll also let you know when the uniform launch is going to be. So a lot going on with the Browns and the logos, but I don't think it's going to be a huge thing. I think that it's going to be, you know, you're going to get an idea of what's going on. I think you'll get to see maybe perhaps some of the new colors, but I'm curious. I haven't seen it either. They keep it. That stuff is on lockdown.
I was going to say, for all the supposed leaks and news that comes out of that building, reportedly, you know, I am impressed at how tight-lipped this has been. I mean, this is over a year in the making.
Yes, and this nothing, has been a big no, – yeah.
Nothing's leaked. Nothing's come out. You know, from what we're reading, there's not going to be a logo on the helmet. It's the promise that Haslam made to Lerner when he bought the team. There wouldn't be any logo on the helmet, but there is going to be some kind of logo.
There is going to be some kind of logo, and we will find out what that is next Tuesday. Again, you can sign up at clevelandbrowns.com and be the first one amongst the first to know that, obviously, there. So, Mount Rushmore for the Browns. Who are the four greatest Browns players of all time? If you could ask Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer one question each in advance of their press conferences, Pettine today, Farmer tomorrow at the Combine, let us know. What was that, Gibbs? Oh, we got people calling up. 216-578-0850 again. And we also want to know what you think about the logo. Who do you think will be on that? What do you think is going to be on the logo? And what changes, if any, to the colors? What are you looking for? What are you hoping to see happen there? Let us know. 216-578-0850. And again, it is Mailbag Wednesday. Use the hashtag mailbag when you tweet us or tweet at Nathan Zagura or at BGSU Gibbs. As Jason Gibbs in for Matt Wilhelm today. The Combine really kicks off. Good news in terms of those people who want to sit at home and watch the quarterbacks. It seems that every quarterback is going to throw. Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston will be throwing. Right now, the only guy who appears that he will not be throwing is Garrett Grayson from Colorado State. I study Garrett Grayson and watch some of him. An interesting guy. I don't like the way that he delivers the football. I think he's got a long release, a big windup. It's kind of like Byron Leftwich, for those of you who remember Byron Leftwich, but without the mustard on the football that can make up the time for such a long delivery. But he probably won't throw from Colorado State. He won't be throwing, but everybody else, it seems like, will. Mariota, and again, the big one, Jameis Winston. And the Bucs hold the first pick. Their GM saying they have a definite direction of where they want to go with that one. They're not going to tip their hand, but he did say they are more likely to stay there and go ahead and, you know, they're likely to stay there and make a pick rather than trade it. One thing that's got to hurt a lot of people, if you listen to this show, you remember last year in training camp, I was certainly a big fan of Charles Johnson. The Browns ended up parting ways with him. Norv Turner, who was also with the Browns, saying that Charles Johnson is, quote unquote, far and away our best receiver. He said he has high hopes for Johnson, and the hype on Johnson continues to pick up steam. Remember, guy was 6'2". He was playing pretty good. When he was in the starting lineup, the Vikes averaged 24 points a game. And I used to have visions of Teddy Bridgewater to Charles Johnson, Jason. And, of course, we got to see that, but only for the Minnesota Vikings, not here for the Cleveland Browns,
which was
very sad for me, personally. Very sad.
He was one of your big time players to watch.
Charles Johnson?
Oh yeah.
Oh God, I was all over him. And you know, I thought he had a good camp. You know, obviously it ended up they ended up going a different direction with him. He was a great kid out of Grand Valley State. And you know, he now has gone on his way. And
Doing quite well for himself
there. In six games, he had 31 catches, 475 yards, 15.3 yards a pop as Teddy Bridgewater's number one receiver. And they think that he could be, you know, the dominant number one in that Norv Turner offense, which has produced, you know, the big seasons for Vincent Jackson, the big season, of course, for Josh Gordon. And now Charles Johnson could be the next one there. And for a team right now looking at receivers, that has got to hurt to know Charles Johnson is thriving somewhere else when you had him on your roster and you would have had him for the next, you know, 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's woulda, coulda, shoulda. And a guy like that, a big receiver, tall wide receiver, I think we were all a little surprised when he didn't make the initial opening day roster on this football team.
I was definitely surprised by that. And, you know, that's in the NFL, nothing's an exact science. And, you know, certain people at certain times feel somebody can play or cannot play. And I know it was said that, you know, my recollection of it was that, you know, Charles Johnson, very, very good. Very good receiver, good size, good talent. Maybe they didn't think he was ready for the knee injury. I know they wanted to keep him around, but he at that point decided to take another opportunity and took it. And to his credit, made the most of it. I liked all my interactions with him, but it was good to see. Well, and Tony Gross, he was talking about how he ran into Norv Turner, and that's what Turner said, that he was far and away our best receiver. And that's for a team, by the way, it's got Cordarrelle Patterson on it. So there, Greg Jennings was on that team. So some talent there and guys who have produced in the past, and they certainly love Charles Johnson.
Well, do you think Johnson would have made the opening day roster if the Crow doesn't go off in game four of the final preseason game?
Yeah, I don't think it was about that, because remember, they let him go and they brought in immediately and put on the active roster, if I'm not mistaken, Laron Bird.
I'd have to go back and look. I don't know.
I believe that's correct. I believe Laron Bird was the one who was brought in. Johnson left and Laron Bird was brought in. So, no, it wasn't a receiver spot. And ultimately, Rodney Smith ended up taking that receiver spot, and Rodney Smith was with Minnesota. So, in essence, it was a Charles Johnson for Rodney Smith swap at the end of the day.
Not sure if I'm a big fan of that swap. We really didn't see anything of Rod Smith.
We did not get to see Rod the Bod Smith. I got to see him in practice, and I was impressed with him. Big guy. I know Teddy Bridgewater liked him as well. And you know, they hooked up in the game where Teddy Bridgewater led the comeback against Arizona. It was Rodney Smith who had the two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So big guy, a jump ball guy. You can play it up just kind of like you saw. You know, listen, when you have size at wide receiver, and I know there's a lot of things that matter and separation, et cetera, and you don't have to be big, but you can be a guy like, I already forgot his name, Chris Matthews, I want to say his name was, from Seattle, who didn't have a catch, and they threw a couple balls up to him, and he used his size, and he high-pointed him and got the ball.
Boy, did that guy get a payday.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to have a payday.
Well, he's going to have a job for a while. Yep. You know, he's going to have a job, which is good for him, Again, tweet the show, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_daily. Use the hashtag mailbag Wednesday, or the hashtag mailbag. We'll get to those questions. Also, what one question would you ask Ray Farmer? What one question would you ask Mike Pettine in their press conferences? What do you think is going to happen with the new logo? We're hearing that's coming out as well. And the Browns Mount Rushmore, the four best players in Browns history. No coaches, no owners. Four best players. Who's on the Browns Mount Rushmore? Let us know here. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs today with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Call us up, 216-578-0850. We'll be back right after this.